Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and happy 2021 to about 99% of our radio audience, except for the folks out there in the further South Pacific and over towards Guam and Hawaii and Japan and Korea and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody who's working out there on this first day of the year, thank you so very much in keeping America moving along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can also check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and check out all the different things we have over there. Plus, if you can't hear our radio show any other way, go there, click on the live link, and boom, you are there. All right, well, I got to wish Kyle Warren a happy year officially now. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain. Happy New Year to you and everybody out there.
Yeah, but I've been in a new year for a little bit more than 3 hours. You had to wait.
That's right. Yeah, well, we're catching up.
Well, you're now at least on today along with us instead of being on yesterday. But let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, and all the folks out there in California, Washington State, everybody on the West Coast that just came in with the new year, I have something to play for you. I'm going to play Auld Lang Syne. This is a little different than what you've heard because these are the bagpipes and drums of the Black Watch, which is the British Army Special Forces out of Scotland, the ones that wear the kilts and the big funny hats and all that stuff. Guess what? Here we go. see to that is, wow. Now, that is an amazing, amazing accomplishment with all those bagpipes and the British military band and the group that was there. There had to be 500 people in this video that I just played.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounded beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. What's this? Troopers are going to be... Oh, okay, I got to say something. Hello to George up in Minnesota. I hope you're doing well. I'm guessing DUIs will hit an all-time low. Happy New Year to you, George, my friend, and I hope you do very, very well and have a much better 2021 than what we've had to put up with this year. And that's to all our friends up there in Minnesota, as well as Johanna is chiming in, and let's see what she just said. Early voting in Georgia ended on Thursday, New Year's Eve. Oh, okay. Well, thank you. So they can't vote early. So now we're stuck. And here's where we're stuck, unfortunately. There's a storm coming to Georgia.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. So but that turnout is going to be really crucial. So whatever you can do, you need to do. Absolutely.
So if the early voting is over, okay, you know, people were warned in case of the weather that they should vote early. I remember hearing it over and over again. Didn't you?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, here we go. And as we talked about in the Truckers Highway and Byver report, unfortunately, there is a storm headed in their general direction. Question is where that snow and ice line is going to be compared with the rest of the state. All right. Now, Mary asked me a question. She said she wanted me to repeat what I said about Vice President Pence. Okay. This came from the attorneys representing Vice President Pence, who happen to be Justice Department attorneys, in a filing Thursday in response to the lawsuit filed by Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas. They said, compliments of Vice President Mike Pence, that Gohmert should have sued the U.S. Senate or the House of Representatives if he disagreed with, quote, the established way that electoral votes are counted, end of quote. I'll repeat that. If he disagrees with, quote, the established way that electoral college votes are counted, end of quote. What's that tell you?
Well, number one, well, to me it kind of sounds kind of like you have no standing. that's very similar, but I do believe, Captain, that it's a clear message that Mike Pence is not going to come up with some, he's not going to pull anything on January the 6th.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, here comes the music, and we'll be right back with more. But, of course, that's what that means. And if somebody thinks it means something else when I read the words exactly, you can figure it out. All right. And Dan the Man is going to be on the air when we come back, because I see he just called in. We'll ask him about his little snowfall up there. In the meantime, don't go anywhere. We are coming back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Happy New Year's 2021.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You bet you are, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain on the 1st of January, 2021. And I want to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. And in the times that we're currently living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will do just that when they give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish the service. Now, folks in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Gainesville, Ocala, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, if you're ready to take care of your windshield problem, then guess what? They're ready to come replace it for you. All you got to do is give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll wind up with that $100 drop right in the palm of your hand. And guess what? Kyle Warren, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There you go. And Dan the Man was probably singing right along with you because Dan the Man's on the line right now, aren't you, Dan?
I am on the line, and I'll tell you, Kyle Warren has an angelic voice.
Yeah, and Happy New Year to you there, Mr. Dan. First of all, is it snowing up there?
No, it's not supposed to start snowing until around 5 a.m. We got a couple more hours yet. And then it's supposed to snow for about 5 hours, and then later on in the day it changes to rain.
Mm.
So that's kind of where it's at. But it's supposed to be like an icy rain. Mm. So it's going to be a mess. We're probably not going to. This so far has been kind of a mild winter.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't knock it.
Okay,
next
well,
week we're in the 40s.
Well, let me ask you a question. Did you hear what I said about the Justice Department lawyers that are representing Mike Pence and what they said to the when they filed yesterday and they said what they said to the Louis Gohmert lawsuit? Did you hear what I mentioned?
Yeah, I've kept up on it a little bit, but I think right now you're splitting hairs. You're at the extreme end of something that's just, I hate to say it, it's not going to happen. You know, one of the things, you could go to a blue state like California, Kyle Warren's California, and those people could say, we're going to file suit. If they file suit because you're infringing on our voting rights, because our vote doesn't count because you want to change it. It's a dog chasing its tail.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how they're going to approach this in court. We don't even know how the judge will rule. But so far, the Trump administration is batting 0.000 when it comes to judges.
That's correct. And courts and state legislatures and members of Congress.
It's like everything else. I think, you know, during the campaign season, mm-hmm. there's a sugar high,
yeah.
the election's over, and you just want to forget about it. I think that's where we're at.
Now, let me ask you a question here, because now we've got some contestants. People are going to contest it in the House of Representatives, Congressman. We understand CNN says, well, it's 140. Well, if CNN says it's 140, it's probably 110, just saying. If it's 140, so be it. But the number they need to have to change anything, the majority in the House of Representatives to change anything, is 218, right?
Correct.
So they fall short.
By a lot.
Yeah. Now, but, let's,
you know, this is just getting them press in the papers and
right.
social media.
And let's talk about for a second the Senate. We know of two senators, we think, one for sure, that's going to contest this. Last I checked, it took 51 senators to pass anything in the Senate, but 60 to get it on the floor.
Right.
So what do you
think? They're wasting their time, but they're wasting their time. Neither side, even McConnell has told them, knock it off.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even bring it up.
All right, well, hang on.
That's the guy that I called about.
All right.
He said something about George. Listen, doing what's right in political expedience can be two different things. Right now, McConnell should have passed that $1,400 stimulus.
He should have let it go all by its lonesome.
Yes, and I'll tell you why. Because if he wants a majority in the Senate, a Republican majority in the Senate, he has to buy Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way. I think with this whole deal now, they're killing the Republicans on the air down there.
I don't disagree. Mm-hmm.
And I think this, I don't, does he want to be majority leader, I guess is my answer. Because this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Now the House is adjourned. They went on.
Yep.
So you're trying to run a 100-yard dash with one leg tucked up underneath.
Well, we have a caller calling in, and Kyle, hang on because I'm going to bring you in on this too. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Bart from Live Oak.
Okay, what's up?
Hey, I firmly believe that these jokers in the Congress that has brought up this pork stuff ought to be exposed to everybody and find out what state they're from, what district they're from, and check around and see if their district supports them now.
Okay, that's
a
good point.
That's important.
That's
very important.
All right, that's a good point. That's very easy to find out because we do know that the pork was added in compliments of Nancy Pelosi and crew in the House, don't we?
That's right.
Okay, Kyle, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, no, you're right about that. And this is what's angering the American people, is that you can't even get this kind of a bill done without the typical sausage making going on. Now, of course, I understand maybe they couldn't get to it without that, but it sure does make both parties look bad to the American people right now.
Well, that's true. And, Dan, let me ask you a question, because we had all this foreign aid dumped in there, and we were giving money again to countries that don't like us.
Oh, I know. Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand.
Yeah.
That's the way it's always been.
Somalia?
Somalia? Yeah. Well, you're paying off warlords there.
Mm-hmm.
But I would tell you this. With Nancy Pelosi, this is her shtick. She does it every year. Pelosi doesn't budget anything. She waits to the final week before Christmas, and she submits this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then they want to hurry up and get out of town. They load it up with stuff. Or you have a closing of the government around Christmas. You'll have to come back. And this year it's even worse because, you know, as soon as they get back, you basically have a new Congress.
Oh, yeah. January.
So a lot of this stuff, the stimulus, if you're going to pass it, you got to do it by Monday.
Yeah, the first thing they do is all these new people that got elected get sworn in, and then they vote for the president.
Yeah, you got a new Congress,
mm-hmm.
and you want to, if it didn't get passed the previous time, you got to go through the whole process again.
Mm-hmm. And again, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's, I was just going to say that that's how Pelosi does things. She's
right.
Always done that.
Right. And what we have to understand is that Mitch McConnell, if they lose Georgia, in my opinion, you can point your finger straight at Mitch McConnell because he blocked the vote on the $2,000 stimulus checks. And all he had to do was vote on them all by themselves, stand alone, and it would have ended it right there. Nothing else attached to it. That's all it would have taken. And they had the votes.
They definitely had the votes. And the two Republican candidates down in Georgia, they're screaming, help. We need that stimulus.
Of course they are.
And he's not listening to them. So,
I probably have gotten 300 to 400, maybe even 500 emails, text messages, and Facebook messages from people just in Georgia saying, Captain, we're in trouble. We're at our wit's end. We borrowed everything we can borrow. We have nothing left. We're on unemployment. They've cut our unemployment and this, that, and the other, and all this other sort of stuff. We have no job. Our companies have gone out of business. The places where we work, blah, 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 blah. They say they'll retrain us, but there's no money to retrain. Help us. What can we do? Please talk about it on your show. Well, I am.
Well, McConnell's not listening. And like you said, if they lose this, which I think right now that it's so close.
It is.
The same shenanigans are still going on down there with paper ballots.
They are. Mm-hmm.
So that tells you something right there. If we can't hold those two, or at least one of the two, the next 4 years, you're going to see all that garbage they keep talking about. You know. So I would think we're about $30 trillion now. I would think that maybe at the end of 4 years, we're probably a little over $50 trillion in debt.
Well, they have 8,000 GOP poll watchers, soon to be maybe 10,000 GOP poll watchers from all around the country, going to be in Georgia on Tuesday, or on Monday, rather. Tuesday.
I hope it works.
Yep.
I hope it works. Just an observer is a lot different than being a law enforcement, somebody who can slap cuffs, make things happen. If you just want people to stand around and watch you count paper ballots, that's one thing. But to have somebody enforce a fair election, that is something completely different.
All right. Well, I got to let you go, and Happy New Year to you, and I look forward to talking to you maybe in a day or two or whenever.
Okay. I just want to say I hope you and Kyle, 2021 is the best year of your life.
Okay. Thank you very
much.
Thank you, Dan. And same back at you, Dan. All right, I'll take that one for sure, because 2020 couldn't have been much worse for just about anybody, could it?
No, not at all.
But we continue to grow. We continue to add station affiliates and brought some major sponsors into the mix and all that stuff, and that's what it's all about. And that's all because of you, the listener, supporting us, listening to this program, buying the products and all that stuff. That's what it's all about. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
as we ring in 2021, a Maryland Democratic congressman is sharing the news that his son has died. Congressman James Raskin of Maryland sharing that his 25-year-old son, Tommy, passed away Thursday. The new year looks very different to many people, but New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio reminds everyone,
don't believe any doubting Thomases that say because there's not going to be a million people or more in Times Square that it's not going to be special. It's going to be actually arguably the most special.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis says officials are still investigating what could be the state's second case of a new coronavirus strain. The Democratic governor praising researchers in Colorado for being the first to detect the new strain. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, indeedy, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, and thank you very much for everybody that's chiming in and opining and all the happy New Year wishes, all the happy New Year wishes that we're getting, and thank you very much to Sharon and Lynn and Jean. By the way, Jean is down in Costa Rica chiming in. Steve out in Thailand, thank you very much. Also to Karen and to, let's see here. I got a whole list of people. I'm trying to pick out the ones that I told them I was going to say hello to them. Okay. Cynthia, there you go. So hello to all you folks, and hello to Robert the Bugler. I want to make sure I say hello to him. Now, in the meantime, this portion of the program brought to you by our attorney friends, Farrar and Farrar, with offices in Florida and Georgia. And here's what they can do for you. Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Farrar and Farrar doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Farrar and Farrar doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Farrar and Farrar. Let them push back. Visit farrarandfarrar.com. Now, the phone number for them is 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. 6707. Don't forget, Farah is spelled F-A-R-A-H, Farah and Farah.com at 877-245-6707. And I knew that something else would come to mind here, and here it is. I got to say hello to Elizabeth, and even Kyle knows who Elizabeth is, don't you?
Oh, that's right. Yes, yeah, Elizabeth.
She's our car salesperson extraordinaire at Moss Nissan. We appreciate her, appreciate Carrie, appreciate Sean, Dave Jr., and everybody else that we work with at Moss Nissan. Okay, going back to where we were at here, the election is over, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The lawsuits are continuing, right?
Yes.
And somebody asked me a question a while ago. What happens if we find out beyond a shadow of a doubt and some court actually steps in once Joe Biden is sworn in as president? What happens if, say, in March, April, May, June, July, August, whatever, we find out that, yes, the election was indeed stolen by fraudulent measures? What happens then? Can the election be nullified?
Well, you know, Captain, I think once someone is sworn in, there's no mechanism to unswear them.
There you go. I was waiting for that word. There you go. Once they get sworn in and they're given the oath of office, they're in. Because something applies to them from that day forward. You know what it is?
What's that?
Immunity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Immunity. Now, does that mean that they're immune from anything they did in the past? To a degree, yes, because name one former president that's been charged with anything and ever was held accountable.
Right. Well, of course.
Not even Richard Nixon.
Well, that's right. But so the only other remedy would be if the Congress comes in and says they impeach the president and the president is found guilty of some high crime and misdemeanor, namely stealing an election, for example, that would be maybe one avenue. But generally speaking, save any of that kind of major event, no, things would go on as they are. Now, other people might go to jail. There's no doubt about that if there's some kind of prosecution and so forth.
All right. Well, let's go to the professional question asker here, and you know who that is. So here we go. Backgammon Bob, take it away.
Yes, sir, Captain. Happy New Year and all that good stuff.
That too.
You too, Kyle.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Anyway, I think now might be a good time to try for that convention of states. We might get a few more states on board. Maybe we wouldn't reach the whole total, but we might increase it to where it's getting closer. And the other thing I wanted to say is this new strain of the virus, do you happen to know how stuff is being
raised? We have one case reported in Florida. Is that what you're talking about that just happened?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And I know it's supposed to be because people better get themselves vaccinated because that stuff spreads a lot quicker than they need to get vaccinated. All right, that's it, Captain.
Okay, thank you, Bagem and Bob, and Happy New Year to you and yours. Now, Kyle, the thing of it is, and this is how easy this is to remedy, a simple flu shot is better protection against this than nothing.
Right. Exactly.
You know that, right?
Yep, exactly. Yep.
Okay, now, is it 100% pure? No. Is a vaccine 100% guaranteed? No. But it's better than not having it.
Well, that's right. And also at the same time, you know, I know people are loading up on their vitamin C, vitamin D, these kinds of things, making sure they're staying healthy, just being healthy and in good immune system.
All right. Now, Johanna chimed in again here, and I believe we said this earlier. She said on January 6th, there will be a simple majority vote on the objections in the Senate. That's what we said. I didn't know if it was going to take 60 votes to bring it to the floor or not, but because they're doing it the way they're doing it, it'll be a simple majority. If the vote is tied, then Pence will break it.
Right.
Okay, but I don't think it's going to be tied.
No. And in fact, unfortunately, it's interesting, Captain, that every single possible avenue just continues to literally fall off a cliff throughout this entire process since November the 3rd.
Well, they're not, let's see, they're hearing the case being presented, but they're not seeing the evidence. No one has really seen the evidence presented yet in the courts. That's my understanding so far.
Right. Yeah. Save for some of these hearings with the state legislature representatives.
They saw evidence.
They saw evidence, but it hasn't been heard in a court.
No.
In the sense to act on it, that somebody, Party A, did something to Party B.
And because they saw evidence, did all these states rush right out right away to try to do something about it?
Nope.
Of course not.
Nope. In fact, it was crickets.
Yeah, because they're scared to death. And nobody wants to be the one that lights the fuse, in their opinion, that starts the revolution on the streets and all this other stuff we hear is coming. They're all scared to death of that because Black Lives Matter and Antifa and all the threats and everything we saw earlier, that it'll be, they believe it'll be much worse than that if, for some reason, the election is taken away by any circumstances from Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And that, I just keep hearing it over and over and over again. Not from mainstream television or radio, but from individuals.
Well, exactly. Now, if we think about this, if we had not had what we saw over the summer in the streets and the burning down of the cities and these kinds of things,
yep,
and all of that, we might be seeing a different different events happening now in terms of the election because people are scared.
And that is exactly what the communists do around the world when they want to get their point across. They go out there and they break things, they tear things up, they beat people up, they set fires, they destroy, and then down the line when they want to do something, they've got their people so intimidated and so afraid of their own shadow that they're able to ram stuff down their throat.
Well, it's precisely, and that is what we should be really, really concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a terrible, terrible commentary, Captain. What do we tell the young people these days? Are we going to tell them that, you know, go vote, that's your voice, and we count the votes and we move on, or are we afraid of thugs?
Well, here's something we tell them. Apparently, we've got AOC and her group and some Republicans trying to figure out how to force Nancy Pelosi out of the House speakership job.
Yes, and this is a big story in the sense that Nancy Pelosi...
starting to gain steam, yep.
Well, sure. Under any other circumstances, Captain, if it wasn't Nancy Pelosi coming off the heels of the Trump presidency and so forth, I think any other speaker would just be toast at this point. Because this was a massive, massive loss for the Democrats in the House. They didn't lose the majority, but they came pretty close.
Very quickly, let's go to Mary because we don't have much time left. Okay, Mary, go ahead.
I think China was funding a lot of this stuff, especially paying Antifa.
You think?
Yeah, it's all Russia.
Russia. That's China. Russia. I'm telling you, it's Russia.
No. Thank you.
All
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, yeah. No, it's not Russia. And by the way, the Democrats going, Russia, 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 Russia. They should be going, China, 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 because we know a whole bunch of them were on the payroll of the Chinese freaking government and their American businesses that were putting huge contributions into their reelection chests.
Well, that's right. And you talk about the court of public opinion, Captain. There is a relevant aspect to that, and that is the media is not digging about China.
Yep, you bet. Hold on. Folks, we're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report and more from Kyle Warren when we do come back. So don't go nowhere. And Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. This portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, issue number 2, coming to you from the compliments of the Flying J and the pilot travel centers out there. Wherever you're at, stop by. Tell them you were listening to the Captain. Tell you to get them and give you a free cup of coffee. That's what you'll get. And then become a member of the Drivers Club while you're there, because you'll get points for the fuel you buy, the food you eat, the stuff you buy in the trucker store. It'll add up pretty quick. You'll be able to save a bunch of money, or you'll be able to get things out of the Drivers Club catalog store. So there you go. All right. And we are going to keep this party going.
We'll be right back.
goodness, that's Pink, and get this party started. And I'll tell you what, between her and between Pitbull, the last hour, Kyle, we got it going.
That's right. Absolutely.
We got it going. Had me tapping both feet that time.
Well, I like Pink a lot. I think she does great.
Yeah, she's a mom, and she's had kind of a hard way of doing it. Had to come up through the ranks, so to speak, and there's quite a story behind her. But I think she got her life straightened around pretty good, so I'll give her credit for that one. In the meantime, the Highway and Byway Patrol report is always brought to you by our friends over at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Well, Kyle, I'm going to give it to you in a second, but I got to tell everybody, we have got a major storm system out there right now from the central part of Texas, and it angles its way all the way over up into New England to include New York, Pennsylvania, parts of Maryland, parts of West Virginia, Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, Missouri, most of the state of Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, especially around Oklahoma City. They're having a real problem there right now, and all the way down towards the Dallas Metroplex, and even further down west of San Antonio. Now, here's the statement I'm going to read and then give it to Kyle. The statement says, a potent storm will bring significant weather hazards across much of the eastern half of the U.S., with areas of snow, heavy snow, and icing expected across portions of the southern plains and Midwest and gradually spreading into the northeast this weekend into Monday. A series of powerful western storms will produce heavy rain, heavy mountain snow, gusty winds, and beach hazards in the west. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Tonight we've got an air quality alert in the Phoenix area, and this is if you're coming across I-10 or Interstate 8 south of Phoenix. You're going to encounter that. Over in Southern California, wind advisory continues. Winds kicking up over the last few hours or so. This is going to be in the greater Los Angeles area, but reaching out towards Moreno Valley. So if you're coming into California on the 10 and heading towards Southern California, you're going to encounter that. All the way up to, Santa Barbara and Ventura, Oxnard, that area as well, all throughout Southern California. In Reno, Carson City area, we've got a winter storm watch in that area. High winds in Southern Oregon and the Lakeview area. This is if you're coming up 395. Also, high wind watch in Northern Montana in the Great Falls area and south almost to Helena. And then we also have some high wind watch for our friends in Cheyenne and Laramie, Wyoming. Very cold temperatures out there right now, Captain. Laramie, Wyoming, checking in at 17 degrees, and others like Bozeman at 26, Great Falls at 26 up there in Montana. Coeur d'Alene checking in at 36 degrees right now. So it's cold and wintry, not a lot of weather in the grand sense, but cold and windy.
Okay, let's get started with the snow. I'm going to kind of do it backwards. I'm going to start up in Maine. I'm going to go down to New Hampshire, going to go into Massachusetts, go into Rhode Island, go into Connecticut, I-95 all the way from Connecticut, just outside New York City, all the way up. Perhaps Rhode Island might be getting rain or a mixture, it looks like, of rain, freezing rain, maybe even some sleet. But it's snow all the way up into the Nova Scotia border. That's number one. I-91, I-95. 97, snow. I-93, snow. I-87, snow. I-90, all the way from Boston all the way to Erie, Pennsylvania, snow. There's a little bit of a break, but it's not going to be there for long as the snow is moving from the east out of Michigan. All of the lower half of Michigan is getting snow tonight. Most of Ohio is getting snow. Most of Pennsylvania is getting snow. And there is a winter storm warning now along the West Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania line right through there. I believe that would be Interstate 77 by the looks of it here, and be advised that's some higher elevation, so they've got some real weather over there to contend with. That weather goes right down the mountains of West Virginia down to Virginia. Now, we do have fog and plenty of it in the state of South Carolina and Georgia to include Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta I-20 all the way to Augusta, all the way over to the coastline. You've got fog, Florence, South Carolina, I-95, the entire length of 95 in South Carolina as well. And then the snow
goes out into Ohio, I-80, I-90, I-94 in Michigan and Indiana and Illinois. It's kind of a hit or miss up in Wisconsin right now, but winter storm warning, central part of Illinois, going to get real bad there in the middle of Illinois. Going over to the southeast corner of Iowa, I-35, also Missouri right now, most of the state of Missouri has a winter storm warning right now for several inches, maybe a foot or more in the Ozarks. The Ozarks is going to really get pounded. So if you're coming up I-44 going to St. Louis, you're in snow all the way, as well as I-40 across from, from Fort Smith over towards just about Little Rock. And it's all moving to the east. And then the central part of Oklahoma, winter storm warning, all the way down to the Dallas Metroplex and down to almost San Antonio. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com, and Happy New Year to everybody.
Yep, and a Happy New Year to you and your family, and let's hope 2021 brings better things.
Absolutely.
All right, there you go. That's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, I'm going to jump over to the telephone line because we do have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the line. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Yep, it beats having an Easter Bunny, right?
Well, we'll see.
I know. Now, we've got a lot of things to talk about here, but I'm just going to basically throw something out there. What does Mitch McConnell mean when he says the January 6th vote will be the most consequential I've ever cast? What's he talking about?
Well, I think he's adding a couple of things to his proposed legislation, so we'll see. I can't really, predict what his moves are. So I'm not qualified. I wish I knew.
Well, I've got an attorney coming on in the next hour who's going to tell us all about what this means on January the 6th and what the procedure is going to be, and if they challenge, what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, and what's involved. So it's going to get very interesting. Mm-hmm. People will want to stick mm-hmm. around for that, because we do know that it's a new year, but we still got the same problems here with, and we're going to talk about this on the other side of the break, with what we believe is a stolen election, massive voter fraud, and whatever's next. And Vice President Pence and his attorneys chimed in yesterday and really threw a curveball in the mix. So hang on. I'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, everybody. And a Happy New Year to you. We'll be back right after the top of the hour news. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.